Good morning, everyone. Today is Friday, September 15th, 2023. Wish you all a very great, happy Friday and a great weekend ahead. Today's title is, after reading this piece, I love and I respect authority more. And the subtitle is, it feels empowering to say, I am the author of my life. And this article was published in New Writers Welcome, a sub-publication of medium.com. I practice a few rituals in the morning that help me integrate and live my BEM, body, emotions, and mind integration model. One such ritual is saying affirmations. I have observed that by saying affirmations loudly in front of the mirror, I get to see myself, hear my voice, watch my body language, and feel my feelings. To me, it serves as a perfect coordination of how I'm showing physically, showing up physically, emotionally, how I'm feeling, and mentally, how I'm present to what I'm affirming. I started saying affirmations several years back when I lost my job and embraced self-employment as a blessing in disguise. Saying these affirmations have tremendously helped me move through major life transformations from mother to empty nester to mother-in-law and to grandmother smoothly and graciously. In the professional arena, saying affirmations have helped me be determined with grit and gratitude when expectations are not met. By saying an affirmation about the word beauty from the book Meditations to Heal Your Life by Louis L. Hay, I realized that as I look for beauty, it showed up. And I have explained more about this, saying the affirmation for the word beauty from her book in my article titled, As I Look for Beauty, It Shows Up. Real spiritual authority has to do with the truth of the actual words being spoken and the real spirit of the person behind the words. Authority is about the truth, honest living truth. That's a quote by John Ortberg. Keeping the above quote in mind, I am picking up the page titled Authority from the book Meditations to Heal Your Life by Louis L. Hay. And let us say the affirmation together. Here it goes. I am the main authority in my world. I am the author of my life. I am the author of my life. No person, no place or thing has any power over me, for I am the only thinker in my mind. As a child, I accepted authority figures as gods. Now, I am learning to take back my power and become my authority figure. I now accept myself as a powerful, responsible being. As I meditate every morning, I get in touch with my inner wisdom. The school of life is deeply fulfilling as we come to know that we are all students and we are all teachers. We each have come to learn something and to teach something. As I listen to my thoughts, I gently guide my mind toward trusting my inner wisdom. Grow and blossom and entrust all your affairs on earth to your divine source. All is well. And that is the end of the affirmation, guys. And this affirmation, what I just now read, quote, is from the book Meditations to Heal Your Life. And the particular page title is Authority. Isn't it beautiful? Isn't it wonderful? Right? Now, it's your turn now. What does authority mean to you? How has saying this affirmation changed your thoughts? When someone is authoritative, can you permit yourself to take back power and become your authority figure embracing humility? Can you do both together and be optimal? Can you accept yourself as a powerful and responsible being? These are the questions. Ponder over and send me your comments. And I don't know in which platform you're listening to. Feel free to share your comments, insights. Shout out to two authors, Pooya Amini, for the article titled "Left Amazon After 7.5 Plus Years. Here is my honest review." Thank you, Pooya. And Louie Rahil for the article "Elon Musk Eliminated Remote Work Because Working from Home Doesn't Work." Check these articles out in my article in medium.com. And finally, the blurb, please see. Please subscribe to my stories by email for the best chance to catch my original works. Your membership fee directly supports Lalita Brahma and other writers. You will also get full access to every story on Medium. Become a member. Visit Lalita Brahma's profile. You can connect with my voice just like how you're doing right now in Lalita's Morning Musings podcast. And I've given the link in the blurb. And finally, here is yet another way I can help you, and that is, please check lalitabrahma.ladiesofjustice.com. There you will see how you as an individual and for your family and for a business protect with Legal Shield and Identity Theft Shield protection programs. With that said, you have a fantastic day. Bye bye.